This poem is called Transformation. Transformation is something that we all go through in life as we grow and evolve, and it comes with its highs and its lows. So I would just like to share a piece of mine with you. Transformation. I was asked the other day to imagine myself accepting the unacceptable. No one has ever planted a seed of thought like that in my mind before. So I did it. It was hard as hell, but I did it. Publicly, shamelessly, graciously, radiantly, and with love. I hate this feeling, and honestly just want to move past it. We all know the feeling. The lump in your throat when you think about it, or when anybody talks about it. The memories that constantly replay in your head. I find myself saying, stop trying to find another to mask it. It's not gonna work. Sit and face it. Do the work. It's even more irritating because it's self-inflicted due to lack of truth to self. Never again. Never again. But I had to learn. Just didn't think it would be this way. I had to learn though. But fuck it, here we are. That beam of light is narrowing in elsewhere. And what seems to be rather quickly. Or was it quickly? Or was I too encompassed in what I thought it was to see that the light was starting to change its direction in the first place? This journey in life has taught me many lessons that I value and that I respect. My scars, my downfalls, my victories, and my highs are all equally important. My resilience of younger self tested as I survived abusive relationships. The strength I found to remain a wife when she finds out her husband has another child on her. Now, if the vulnerability of my past is used to lay any part of your new foundation, do you honestly think that shit's gonna last? The lessons I've learned, both bitter and sweet, are equally important in shaping me. I embrace every part of me and stand confident in the fact that what you think of me is none of my damn business. But I do owe some thanks. Thank you to the situations. Thank you to the men. Thank you to the acquaintances and the opportunists, some of which were once friends. They've all helped me to realize that endings give birth to my wildest dreams. And sometimes things fall apart, so my present life can be built on a stronger foundation with no pretends. So thank you. I am so eternally grateful for everything. Everything that was, everything that is, and everything that will be. As I take time daily to love on every single part of me.